KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Happy to be joined this morning by the drummer for a legendary Southern California band, now playing together almost 20 years, dude. I can't even believe it. Yasad Williams from Pepper is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. When you say it like that, that's still crazy, almost 20 years.
Isn't it? I mean, you got together, what, in like 1996 or so, right? So it almost has been.
Yeah, well, it was 97 back in Kona, where we're all from, when me and Brett graduated, like right after we graduated high school. We got the band together, and then we ended up moving in 1999 to San Diego. Yep, so it's been a long, fun road, you know?
How do you compare now till then, if it's even comparable, you know, 18 years later or whatever?
I just like to think that we kind of know what we're doing now, where as back then it was just like a few guys, friends that have been friends for life, just getting together to play some music, you know? So, the fact that we've been able to make a career out of it for this long, it's like the fact that we're keeping the dream alive is amazing.
Well, how well do you think reggae and ska music has upheld in the music industry that has changed a lot since the 90s when it was really huge?
It's almost just created its own little, like, subgenre, I think. You know what I mean? It's like it's made a life of its own nowadays. I mean, there's things like there's the Cali Roots Festival that we're playing again this year up in Monterey, which has even evolved to have an East Coast version of it. So it's like it's definitely made a life of its own.
And there are certain perks, like we were talking about off the air a minute ago. You're in Colorado right now. You've been in the snow for a while, but you did get a nice big green bag to greet you from a fan. So clearly your genre of music is the right one, if that's your preference.
Right, and it was a legal green bag as
exactly.
Well, for Colorado.
Yeah, have you, what's it like over there, by the way, with the new legality thing? I mean, you have to be still sort of private about it, right? You can't just go around smoking a joint.
Yeah. It's kind of treated like alcohol, I guess, you know, because, I mean, you can still get a DUI if you're smoking and driving, and you're basically just not supposed to smoke it out in public, but it's way more expensive just for people out of state and people that don't go the route of, like, having their card and going that way.
Right.
It's definitely taxed way more, so.
So it hasn't been worth the snowstorm that you've been enduring over there?
It's crazy, man. Seriously, us being from Hawaii, it's like we've been in the snow for the last like 9 days or so. So we're definitely fish out of water up here.
And you're probably seeing the 50-foot swell happening at the North Shore right now, and wishing you were back home.
Yeah, absolutely. But we did. We were back home in Kona for Christmas. Definitely got some good ones back then. So,
what do you have a favorite spot down in San Diego?
I really like DMJ's when I can get on that base there up in Oceanside. Army base, but also Black's an all-time favorite.
Sure, yeah. A lot of us Lagunans go down there, too. Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yasad Williams is on the phone from Pepper. They're playing a show this Thursday at the Orange County Observatory. I imagine that an Orange County show is a pretty wild one for you, as a lot of almost hometown fans are around here, right?
Yeah, and it's a big-time throwback, because we haven't played that spot since it was called the Galaxy.
So we saw a new album from you last year, but are you guys always writing? When can we expect new Pepper music? I'm sure you get that asked a lot.
Yeah, totally. We had the self-titled album come out September 3rd, it was, and then absolutely, we're actually right after this tour. We're going to take a little time off, just a few weeks or something in February, and then we're actually going to get right back in the studio and start recording new music to release probably before the summertime.
You guys are like almost like ZZ Top. You're three guys who have been together for a really long time.
And I love it. I've never heard that before, but I love it. Let's go with it.
They're the longest running trio in music of all time, and you guys are like going to catch up, I think.
Wow, that's amazing. We just need to get some. We need to get some beards going.
Some really gnarly beards. Oh, that's funny, dude. I mean, is there any? I guess I don't know how to ask this, but is there any drama among you guys? Like, 20 years after playing together, a lot of bands break up because they end up hating each other's guts. But I mean, you guys seem just to be cool and chill with everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone has their moments. You know what I mean? But I think we have an unfair advantage because we've all been friends for so long before the band started. So there's such, you know, and just being from Hawaii, it's like, we pride ourselves so much on the family vibe. So, you know, I think that just gives another level of interest to this whole deal. So,
yeah,
we're probably better than ever now as far as as far as the relationship of the band goes.
Well, you and I will talk again in, let's say, 10 years when you are sporting large beards and you have been a band for 30-something years, and we'll check in on your well-being. Okay?
That'll be amazing. and we'll be right here, older and older.
Awesome. All right. Yassad Williams from Pepper. Again, a great show, a rare show at Orange County Observatory this Thursday that we're going to give away some tickets to in a little bit. Thank you very much, man, for taking some time early in the morning. And we can't wait to see you out at the show.
No worries, brother. And we can't wait to see you guys. Aloha.
Thanks, dude. Aloha. Bye.
Bye.